The cultist blinked, vaguely aware of a sudden alteration in the air currents, before Queld opened its chest with a violent downward stroke from his combat knife. It scrabbled, the bloody mess, hissing as it tried to push itself back together before collapsing to its knees, its eyes rolling back in its head as it pitched forward. Around Queld, the shadows danced, a violent, silent ballet, as the whirling blades of the Shadow Masters cut through the remaining cultists in seconds. It was as if the shadows themselves had suddenly become weapons, razor-edged and deadly. 12 of the man-things buckled, arterial blood arcing through the air as they gasped their final breaths. They hadn't even had a chance to reach for their weapons. Queld stood for a moment, waiting for the room to grow silent again, for the hissing and wheezing of the dying cultists to grow still. The chamber was a storehouse, filled with sacks of grain and fetid animal carcasses that hung pendulously from severe-looking hooks in the walls. The stench was close to overwhelming. He heard Illith issue a command to move on, and melted into the darkness. It had been almost an hour since they'd found their dead kin beside the altar, but the sight that greeted Queld now almost belied belief. The room was identical to the one they'd passed through earlier, right down to the jewel-like eye and 5 of the Raven Guard. Only this time, his brothers were alive. Queld froze, listening. He heard more clicks from Illith. This time he was warning them of a trap, perhaps convinced that these fellow Raven Guard were naught but apparitions, conjured into existence by this strange Byzantine place. Queld studied the jeweled eye on the shrine. Had they traversed a circle? Had the tunnels somehow warped their spatial perception? Or worse, their perception of time itself? Were they seeing the ghosts of brothers that had once lived? Or were they now somehow interceding in their final moments, looping back to a time before Queld and the others had happened upon their corpses in the first instance? Illith gave the order for all except Mordrin to break cover, leaving the Knight of the Raven lurking in the shadows, ready to strike if the 5 Raven Guard transpired to be apparitions or constructs like the doppelgangers they'd encountered earlier. The grizzled squad sergeant turned towards Illith, raising his bolt pistol, his finger on the trigger. He hesitated when he saw Illith lower his blade, eyes widening in surprise. Queld recognized him immediately from the last time they'd been in the room. He'd been the corpse missing its leg, the only one amongst his squad without a helm.
Stand down, Sergeant.
The sergeant's pistol wavered, and then he did as Illith commanded, lowering his weapon. Clearly, he too had seen the phantoms.
Shadow Captain, you're not expected?
Indeed.
I'm Corson of the 4th. Shadow Captain Corrin charged us with infiltrating this vile place.
Agreed. Vile is the word. How long since deployment?
6 days, 4 hours, and 37 minutes.
Illith glanced over his shoulder at Queld. Their eyes met. Corson turned abruptly at the sight of something over Illith's shoulder.
Incoming!
Queld twisted on the spot to see a towering figure emerging from one of the tunnel mouths ahead. It lumbered forward with a rigid, mechanical gait. It bore the shape and form of a space marine, but its armor was ancient and unfamiliar, and atop its helm it carried a golden crest. As it stepped into the light, Queld saw strange symbols and traceries upon its blue pauldrons, shifting and swirling as if by their own volition. It was carrying an ancient pattern of bolter.
Traitors!
Queld sensed Arteryx ghost away into the shadows. Behind the traitor marine, another 2 were emerging, fanning out to flank their kin, and behind them, Queld could see the golden crests of 2 more.
Fire!
Corson's Raven Guard squad spread out into a line, their weapons barking, shots echoing like thunderclaps in the enclosed space of the cavern.
Traitor scum!
Queld swept up his bolter and joined them in their onslaught, showering the traitors in a hail of explosive shells. To Queld's dismay, the traitors simply continued their onward march, bolter rounds detonating against their armor, punching holes in the ceramite that, instead of spilling blood, plumed with clouds of swirling dust. He'd heard tell of such things, but had never before encountered them. Traitors who had put their faith in sorcery, whose masters had withered their bodies inside their armor, turning them to living dust. A legion of mindless killing machines in the service of chaos. He had no idea how to kill such a thing. The lead traitor stopped suddenly and swung its weapon around, firing a shot that removed a Raven Guard's arm in a shower of hot blood and sent him reeling. He scrambled for his dropped weapon, but another round burst apart his chest, spraying organs and fractured ceramite up the crystal-infused wall. Corson stalked forward, his bolt pistol trained on the traitor's head. Queld saw its faceplate blow apart under the onslaught, dust swirling around the wound. But then the monster simply turned its head and trained its bolter on Corson, taking off his leg and toppling him. He revved his chainsword, clambering towards the altar for cover. But it was too late, and he was blown backwards by a second bolter rout. Queld twisted, sliding into the shadows. He ran towards the wall, intending to circle around behind the traitors, but the thud of rounds, inches from his head, caused him to skid to a stop, throwing himself awkwardly against the rock face to avoid being hit. He turned to see one of the traitors looking directly at him, its weapon trained in his direction. With a dawning realization, he understood what was happening. These things that had once been Adeptus Astartes, they no longer had any minds to obfuscate.
They can see us!
He shoved himself away from the wall, spitting a hail of covering fire as he fell back. Close by, the remaining three Raven Guards spread out further, making smaller targets of themselves as they continued to rain bolter shells into the ponderous traitors. To Quell's extreme left, Arteryx was pressed against the wall, chewing up one of the traitors with round after round of well-placed shots. Illith was stealing around the back of the enemy, and as Queld scanned the shadows, he saw Mordrem launch himself at one of the flanking traitors, his massive sword humming. The blade cleaved the traitor from shoulder to hip, spilling precious streams of life dust upon the slabs. It twisted, trying to round on Mordrem, but he yanked his blade free and buried it again in the thing's chest, spearing it to the hilt. He staggered back, wrenching his weapon with both hands so that the blade came up and out, slicing through the traitor's other shoulder. The sheer momentum of the blow caused the traitor to topple forward, the upper half of its body cut free in a jagged V, which separated as it fell. Grey dust poured from inside the armor in a torrent, and the traitor finally lay still. Quill twisted and saw another of the fourth company had fallen. The figure staggered towards the altar, two fist-sized holes in its chest. This was the first of the bodies they'd examined, dead on the plinth, his arm outstretched as if grasping for the bejeweled eye. Everything was playing out just as it had before, except he, Illith, and the other Shadow Masters were here too. The scene was near identical. But earlier, there had been no traitors, or at least no trace of their remains. Queld peered again at the eye. Around him, bolter shells were flying, whizzing past his helm, thudding into the wall behind him, but for a moment, none of it seemed to matter. The eye was looking into him, calling to him, beckoning him to come closer. He could hear it whispering to him now, its dark imprecations worming their way into his ears, threatening to take root in his mind. He gritted his teeth, raised his bolter, and opened fire. The jeweled eye exploded in a hail of shattered gemstones, broken fragments hurtling through the air, pinging against his chest plate as he stormed forward, bolter chattering, decimating the bizarre, beguiling mosaic, tearing chunks out of the stone altar. He stood in a cloud of swirling dust and stone fragments, until the base of the altar collapsed and it pitched forward, eroded by the ferocity of the onslaught. Finally, his bolter clicked redundantly in his grip, the magazine empty. Drawing a ragged breath, Queld looked up to see his three battle brothers staring at him in bewilderment. Mordrem was standing over a scattered pile of dust, the tip of his sword trailing upon the ground. Arteryx was attempting to load a new magazine into his bolter, and Illith was retrieving his combat blade from the dusty ground at his feet. As Queld looked on, The dust seemed to gather itself before swirling away into nothing, as if carried off by an unnatural wind.
Brother?
Queld looked down at the bolter in his hands, the devastation before him. For a moment, words evaded him.
It was the Eye, asserting a malign influence over us, testing us, reworking time itself to trap us in whatever diabolical loop our brothers had been caught in for days.
He looked around to see the remaining two were now dead, sprawled in the positions in which he and the others had first found them. They'd been like that for some time.
You mean to say all of this was mere illusion? A corruption of the mind?
No. No, those traitors seemed real enough. I think this happened days ago, and this place, it had somehow drawn us into its trap, luring us back here to our deaths.
Deaths which you have averted.
Aye, but narrowly, brother. Those traitors could see us. Our shadow walk is useless in the face of mindless enemies.
And our senses, too, cannot be trusted. That which is false becomes real. Then we proceed with caution.
He reclaimed his blade and stood, making for the central exit.
How can we be certain that the same path will not lead us back here again?
We cannot. But we shall tread it all the same, for it is the only path that winds higher into the mountain and towards our goal.